Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Here's one of my favourite parts of our Open House week, watching musicians create music in front of us. Charmaine Carrasco was born on the road with her dad's travelling band. To be fair, they're more than a band and they're still travelling. Endless Praise is still globetrotting, but Charmaine has gone out on her own to produce her first album, Love Reality, and drops by our Open House studios. Thank you for coming by and bringing the guitar, I see. You've been writing music for a while, haven't you? When did you write your very first ever song?
Oh, I think I was about four when I wrote my first song, and apparently I showed my dad, and he said it was beautiful, and he got distracted, had to do something else, and then he completely forgot to record it from me. So the first song that I've ever written has never been put down or anything when I was 4 years old.
Well, where is it?
It's gone.
No.
But apparently it was pretty good for
but
a four-year-old.
You don't remember it now.
I don't at all.
Oh,
I even
shame.
Forgot it that afternoon. But I wrote another song called There Is a God when I was nine years old, I think. And that got put on Endless Praise's. I grew up in a ministry called Endless Praise, and so they were doing their next album, and they featured one of my songs. And that was the first first song that got put down. And There Is a God is basically acknowledging that God does exist, and if you look into nature, you'll see His handiwork in everything. And through that, there's hope for our lives here and now. For a nine-year-old, I know. I was thinking about that stuff, but
wow. But
I was, and I think I blame my dad and I blame C.S. Lewis for giving me such an imagination, but also having such a curiosity for who God is and what that means in our lives. Because I guess I always thought since I was little that, you know, if He does exist, then this changes everything. If He doesn't exist, then it changes everything.
Yeah.
You know, and so I guess that's been the underlying theme, you know, throughout what I write and what I believe in.
So you're writing music, you're published at nine. what are you telling your friends about your emerging faith? How are you describing God to other people at that time?
You know, it's at that time it was black and white. I gave my life to Jesus when I was like 11 years old, and I asked if I could join the full-time ministry. I had a serious meeting with my dad, and we actually had a very serious meeting, like, because I wanted it to look like he, you know, the way he treated every other singer and musician that came through the group. I was like, you need to see me that way. And he said, I'm going to, if you choose to be in this ministry, you know, I'm going to treat you. I'm the director. You're not my daughter. You know, you're one of the singers and you have to be professional. And that was my kind of commitment to God, because it was black and white. And I really think it goes through stages. If anybody chooses to question and go through the whole, you know, ask the tough things, like, you know, if God is good, then why is there, you know, unfairness in the world? Is He really who He says He is? Is He love? Coming to the realization that God is love has been a long, long journey. It's kind of like you have to undo a lot of stuff that, you know, your preconceived ideas about Him. It's a lot of undoing of that and building up from scratch as to what He might be. And what's interesting is what you hope that He is, what you kind of don't dare to believe. He's probably that and more. And not in a fantastical or experiential, is that how you say it, sort of a way.
Yeah.
It's more of like, this is kind of like the way of the universe. It's that sort of stuff. Like, He is the essence of it all. When I was actually making Love Reality, I actually didn't know that I was going to call it Love Reality. We were on the verge of losing our house in Nashville, Tennessee. We were going through some really difficult times. I was in between labels, and I didn't even know who was going to pay for the album, because albums to make in America are not cheap whatsoever. And of course, that's why you're linked to a label and all that sort of stuff. And I was just writing songs. There were songs that I had written months ago, years ago, that we were pulling in, and the stuff that we were writing on the spot, and everything that was coming out of a very, not insecure place, but a place of like, I need to get to the bottom of this, you know, of God and everything, because literally I was being stripped down to nothing. There was no security. There was no sense of, you know, is everything going to be okay? So it kind of makes you ask the deeper questions and look towards him and say, you know, what is this all about? Really, tell me who you are. I kind of felt a little bit, a tiny, tiny bit like Moses when he was, you know, when God was basically telling him, look, you guys go on with the Israelites, but and I'll bless you, but I won't go. And he was like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, let's get to the bottom of this. You know, yeah. Show me your glory. What is this all about? You know, we've got nothing without you. I've got nothing without you. So show me who you are. And so I think it was a really big and awesome blessing that all those kind of insecurities were happening at the time that I was making this album, because my prayer was that people saw him for who he was. And coming to the conclusion that he is love, he is complete other-centeredness, it made me have hope for where I was in that moment and for the rest of my life. So I hope that when people hear this album, that's what they get from it.
We started talking about the little girl who was the dreamer who wrote her first song at four. What are your dreams today, personally, as well as for those of us listening?
Personally, I would, I'd like to get married one day, have a kid. I'd like to have a family. I was going to be married like 10 years ago though.
Okay, right.
I thought 20 was super old.
Yeah.
And when I came to 20, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm a kid.
There's a guy listening right now. You're late, my friend. You are, get on the bus, get here to Open House. It's time.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, honestly, since I was little, I'm such an idealist, I guess. I had such grand ideals of, you know, even those little things like, yeah, I'm going to be married by the time I'm 20. I'm going to have a kid by 25. And of course, when you're younger, 20 and 25 look really, really old.
It's old.
But they're not. And so, you know, stuff like that. And of course, coming to like the States and everything and touring with Rebecca St. James for like 7 years, you know, I thought, well, that's success. That's what I need to kind of strive for. That's what I need to do. And man, it's just, my dreams have changed. They've really changed. I'm almost 30 and I find that, gosh, it's such a privilege to just be able to put one song after another, put one album out after another, to have the opportunity to do it. I think that would be my dream, to continue doing this sort of stuff. Because I love music, I love singing, I love sharing stories through music, and I hope in some way, shape or form that I can continue doing that for a while.
What song story are you going to share right now?
Love Reality.
Mm, oh yeah, 'cause there is more to the story than this, more than the morning routine. And if I open my eyes, I can glimpse pieces of eternity. I can hear a whisper like a secret for me. I can see a glimmer, and I know that the reality of love, reality of love, it's so close to me. The reality of love, reality of love, it's so close to me. Story than this, more than the sorrow inside. And even when you were clenching your fist, there's more to the battles you fight. Oh, can't you hear it calling like the moon at night? Even when you're falling, don't you know that the reality of love, reality of love, oh, it's so close to me. The reality of love, at night, even when you're falling. Don't you know that the reality of love, reality of love, the reality of love, reality of love. 1, 2, 3. To me.